Yes, hi. I'm asking a question today about the varying numbers of crowd sizes that have been applied across provinces in Canada. We're getting questions about it. Why is it 5 in Ontario and 50 here? And are we looking at reducing the sizes given that people keep breaking that?
Yeah, so we also had that discussion on our special advisory committee call on Sunday across the country. And, you know, it really is about right now, all gatherings are off the table. We're all in that place where any time we get together with more than our household members or our families, we're putting ourselves at risk. And particularly if we're going to be in contact with people who are older or more likely to have severe illness. So when I talk about 50, that's for you know, mass gatherings, for events, for things that are happening in the community. And I am reticent to go, none of these are based on scientific evidence. There's some evidence in the, that some modeling that Alberta has done that shows that 18, if you have less than 18, your probability of having a case may be less. And so they went with 15. But the bottom line is, none of this really is based on science.
The level of sponsor that I have, and I'm sure you've heard of it. Have you ever heard of the freaking Resistance Man? I bet you have. If you like to watch the news or if you like freedom, I bet you've heard of the Resistance. We have put a brand with my friend Sarah. We have put a brand on an idea. It's an idea that many of us believe in. Many of us feel it in our bones. It doesn't matter what the news says. It doesn't matter what the politicians say. It doesn't matter what our mother-in-law that watches too much CNN says. We believe in freedom. It's in our bones. You can try to take it out of us, but you just freaking can't, man. It's called the Resistance. And if you want to be a cool freaking alpha male that believes in freedom, in liberty over medical tyranny, email Sarah at theresistance144@protonmail.com and get yourself a hoodie, man. Or if you want to come watch the Red Pill Rapper Show live, if you want to watch me perform some rap music, some based in Red Pill rap music, you can come watch me and buy a freaking hoodie. Rock one with me, with your boy, at the Freedom Rally in Kelowna. It's going to be at Stewart Park at 11:30 a.m., man, on Saturday. Come there, check out your boy, support your boy, buy a freaking hoodie, buy a freaking hat, do whatever you want. Now, I've got a very special guest with me today, and his name is... Mr.
Yo,
Hands.
Hands. Nice to meet you guys.
Hold on. I lost you. How do we do
it's
this?
It's all good. Yeah, cheers, man. Wow. Great intro, man. And happy to hear that for the fundraising and everything like that going on. That's super cool. Starting an idea and just blowing it right up. It's fantastic,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, right brother. On. I sure appreciate you. Yeah. No, I'm just having an issue. I want to show both of our freaking faces, man. What's going
on?
Yeah,
dude. Here's your lovely face, bro. I'm missing you.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
oh, yeah, that's so cool.
I just want to tell the people real quick how I met you and how you came under my radar. And that is you drove out from Vancouver. Is that right? Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We drove out like 4 hours, me and my friend, just from Chilliwack. And we had heard about the Kelowna rallies that were happening, you know, the worldwide rallies. And oh, yes, you nailed it.
Got it.
Nice. That's exciting. Cheers. Yeah, so my buddy Mark and I, we were super excited about the rallies. We knew about them in Vancouver. And we figured, hey, there's this one going on in Kelowna, and everyone's talking really good about it. You guys get huge turnouts of like 2,000 people and even more sometimes. So we're like, man, we got to go check that out. So yeah, $60 in the tank later and a fucking couple Timmy's and Starbucks and we're on our way. So yeah, we went and checked it out and yeah, the parade was massive, just massive. And pleasure to be there. Yeah, it was really cool. And so, yeah, eventually it came, the parade came to a bit of a slowdown at the intersection. We all stood there by the highway getting so many honks, so many waves, so many thumbs up. It was really something that could have brought a tear to the eye, you know, just seeing it for the first time. And yeah, it got to see this lovely energy. Mitch Murphy, wow, holy cow. First time seeing him was like just, yeah, you know, sunshine, man. Sunshine and rainbows. It was fucking great, man. Got such a great energy, like the sun, bro.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Dude. I appreciate it. And yeah, that It's funny because pretty much everybody in the movement that I've talked to at one point or another felt so alone. Where like a lot of us felt like we were just the black sheep, the crazy one, you know. But when you're when we all come together and we see the support from the people driving by and how many people walking by give us high fives, like, oh, thanks guys, love what you're doing. It's amazing. Everybody just believes in this narrative that we're alone and we're crazy and all these things. But if enough people get loud, you start to realize like, we're not this fringe group, man. A lot of people don't trust the television and a lot of people believe in the charter. You know, a lot of people, man, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The numbers are impressive and they're growing all the time. So like, you know, just even to add to that, like Chilliwack started having its rallies too. Last February on the 27th, we had our first one. We had more than 100 people. They didn't even know that it was really happening. We didn't get any flyers out or anything like that, but we organized, you know, a little rally just to get all the like-minded people together like that. And it was impressive. Everyone loved it. They said, we'd want to do this again. We're going to let our friends know. We got outside today. We saw the sun, and lots of like-minded people. So that was great. I really, really loved it. And we also got out a bunch of these Love is My New Normal t-shirts.
Nice.
Friend Sasha's making them. They're great. It's super like silk cotton that he makes it out of. And it's with all these ladies who actually just, they broke free of the sex trade. They got out of it and they needed to find some stability in their life. So they've found jobs for them and brought them out of a very abusive relationship with their previous employers, and now they're really happy that they're on a good path with their lives. So it's saving people and giving them twice the minimum wage of, you know, any other job that they could get. So they're paying them well. It's fair trade. It's, you know, looking out for people, and then the message, man, just the message itself. So I couldn't help but represent my buddy here today. I was just like, gotta put the shirt on, gotta represent the crew.
I'm confused. Yeah. I thought that all anti-maskers were radical right-wing extremists. That doesn't really fit the narrative.
it's a big misnomer. Oh yeah, we've been under this impression for a long time. You know, they're all trying to go and kill grandma, you know.
Meanwhile,
I actually live with my grandma here, like at my house. Like she actually just recently had to move in with us, you know, due to a couple complications. You know, life stuff happens. But yeah, no, my grandmother's hella proud of me, and I'm hella proud of her. You know, she's been living on like CNN and the news for a long time, but eventually she started to see what was going on here, and she was like, wow, this is really amazing. You hug how many people in a day?
yeah, and you're still alive?
you guys haven't even got a sniffle?
Yeah.
I thought there was a pandemic? Nah, grandma, it's all good. And she's like, wow, it's amazing. So yeah, we're just, man, having a great time.
Oh, I love it, dude. I love it. And I love Sasha too. He's the comedian out of Vancouver, right?
What a dude. You know, he spent a long time of his life just like building people up, you know, trying to train them, get them to like come out of their shell and like meet women and get to know the ground, and just through social freedom, not through all these kind of like, you know, tactics and techniques that some of those other people are trying to teach. Is like, bring your genuine self out there, you know, show your soul and get to experience that freedom that comes with being social. And man, what a paradigm for today, eh? You know, social freedom and, you know, social distancing and being antisocial is like a virtue now. It's something else.
It's so upside down, dude. It's so upside, because like liberation for most people that are of the world, what liberation is tax funded unlimited abortion, and liberation is putting on the mask so that you can go to the grocery store. It's just like everything, and I'm not even trying to make any claims about any of those things. It's just that like it's all so wacky and weird, when it's like freedom is supposed to be that like you do what you want, other people do what they want. You don't hate people who do different things. You just let them do it, and you don't have to get involved. Like that's kind of what I thought. I thought this live and let live thing was like more, oh, yeah, way more popular than it is. Like, and I feel like I got to go back to kindergarten with a lot of people where, you know, they're like, oh, this guy's bad, and I'm glad he got banned off social media. And I go, no, you don't get it. It's like free speech is a thing. And they go, well, it's a private company. And I go, yeah, but free speech is a principle. It's not, and it's actually not a law in Canada. Mm-hmm. It's a principle that we're all supposed to agree on because it makes sense. There's like free speech, freedom of expression, freedom to practice your religion, freedom to come and go from Canada as you please. These things that are just gone. People are like, oh no, we're afraid. We don't do that anymore because we're afraid. I don't get it, man.
Oh yeah. And it's also like in the public domain too. So, you know, when they say, oh, like it's a private business, they can like set fire to all your comments and just like scrub you off the internet. It's like, okay, well, where's the respect in that? Where's the respect for just a human being having their own personal opinion? And even if they're like a little, you know, rude, it's kind of bringing it into perspective a little bit. You're only talking to your own friends. Like all the people that you can actually talk to on Facebook are people you've added as your so-called friends on Facebook, your Facebook friends. So like, you know, you want to put this into like a literal, like physical world representation. You're sitting in your living room with a bunch of your friends talking the shit, maybe even having an argument because maybe you guys have different opinions sometime. And then the guy who says, hey, I own this room, I'm going to come in here, you guys can't talk to your friends like this, or you got to get out. It's like, okay, I see where it's at. I would probably leave that house right away and all of my friends with me. You know, I just like, what the actual age, man? Like that's some crazy talk. That's some crazy stuff. So,
Well, and it's so funny too, because like I've got some very close friends of mine that consider some of my views to be abhorrent and awful and terrible. But it's not because they think
tell me about those sometime.
Well, like, okay, let me give you an example, and this one always gets me in trouble, but that's okay. Is that I think this is just one example. Is that I think that the BLM movement is a psyop generated to divide the people. I don't think it helps Black people. I think it causes racial division, and I think it destroys private property. You know, and some of my friends, like when we talk about it, it gets super heated, right? And it gets all crazy, and like we're all yelling at each other. But at the end, we can all hug it out because they know that I'm not a racist monster. They think I'm misguided. I think they're misguided. It's all good, man. And I wish everybody.
Dude, you're a little ball
of
joy, man. Dude, you're a bursting ball of joy. How can somebody label that racist? They've got to have the wrong sticker label that they're slapping on things. But it's amazing because I totally agree with you, man. Like this is something that I just see very clearly, and you know, from my own perspective, is that when BLN came in, I mean, I still appreciate that. You know, it is speaking for a group in a positive way. But as soon as you start talking down or bad about somebody else, it becomes wrong, you know, and that's where I actually feel like I disconnect from it is if it was just like, hey, let's connect Black communities to the bigger picture and let's have more inclusivity and let's just make a better relationship between Black people and everyone else. That would be a hell of a good movement. You would win so many hearts because you're just saying like, hey, we've been underappreciated. We really want to be loved. Could you guys just like, you know, just include us a little bit more? And we actually really love you guys. So we actually do want to be a part of like society and we want to be more engaged.
Right.
Dude,
right.
Sign me up. I'm all on board. When can I hop on the train? But when it's like, well, you know, the white male, you know, nucleus family has got to be abolished. It's like, what? I mean, like just like when it comes to racial division, I don't see as much racial division as the news seems to put on. And as far as that goes, maybe I'm horribly wrong. Maybe I just grew up under a rock. But as far as I know, living in like little old Chilliwack, it's really, really hard pressed to find anyone who has those kind of sentiments, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because many people, you know, that are BLM supporters and stuff like that, what they would say right now is they would say, you are two, you know, presumably privileged straight white males. You're not even allowed to talk about this. And I find it so interesting. It's like, but again, it goes back to this lack of understanding in the principle of free speech, is that you should just have more speech. Like, because we may not know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like you and I may not free speech is more speech.
Yeah, you and I may not understand everything to do with the movement, but that means that we have a perspective that maybe other people don't have, you know, and maybe we can hear other people. Like, I just drives me nuts, man. It drives me nuts. But before we go too far down the BLM rabbit hole, because I think we could probably get on that forever. I wanted to ask you about your kind of, what was your red pill moment? And I'm sorry to just kind of steal you off, go off the rails here, but how long?
Good question.
Because I actually don't know, which lane you're in or what your belief system is. Like, what kind of started the whole thing, man?
Absolutely. Well, that's probably the best question. That's my favorite question to ask people, actually, is like when they come forward and they're like, yeah, you know, this, everything that's going around us, I feel like it's not as it seems. And then I started looking into it and I was really surprised, but there was enough data to really, really dig into this rather than just finding like, you know, something was shortcoming in the amount of information it had to give. What actually kind of woke me up was the event started even before I was born. So my dad, he actually went to a David Icke seminar back in 1993 while I was still in the womb. Yeah, I was like still in the womb. Anyways, he was brought into a world where he started looking deeper and deeper into, you know, the financial system and the political system and how they weren't nearly as they appeared to be, as well as the medical system. My dad eventually passed away from lung cancer, and that's when I got into it. That's when I realized, like, how many people are donating to cancer societies right now, like even as we speak, you know, around the world, you know, whether it's like the Terry Fox Run or it's chocolate or, you know, one organization or another, it's all around the world and it's very prevalent. How come we haven't really moved that discussion forward at all? Like, right. How come we haven't found any real cures? It's just chemotherapy and scalpel, that, you know, drug and scalpel medicine. And I was like, something lacking here. And then I started researching into cancer cures. And if you research into it, there's lots of controversy there and it goes deep. It goes for months. You can literally just dig into this stuff for months straight, especially if you're an avid researcher. So you'll find, you know, all kinds of cures for cancer that have been sidelined or brick walled or forced out of the country to open up clinics in other countries where they're having great results. You're finding all kinds of media slander and stuff like that. And that really opened my eyes. Basically, aside from that, ever since I was 8, you know, my dad's been telling me all about all this kind of stuff. I was like, telling other kids about chemtrails in like grade 4. They didn't believe me. I was like, hey, look at that. See that plane? That plane is like just leaking out those clouds back in the end. Oh, and they're spanning across the entire sky. Like, the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail is very easy to see. The crystals that come off a contrail, they disappear, they evaporate within a certain time frame. And you can watch it, you can follow it. It's just going to disappear as the plane goes. And it's very easy to track. With a chemtrail, this thing becomes a cloud that spans over the entire horizon, and it will stay there for the rest of the day. As a matter of fact, it'll just start spreading out and stretching across the sky, but it won't evaporate. It won't disappear into obscurity. It's going to stay there for the next 24 to 48 hours, no problem. And that's not how ice crystals work when they're coming off the edges, the wingtips of a plane. Mm-hmm. The planes aren't making clouds when they fly around. You know, I think we both know that.
Well, there's some weirdness for sure, man. And that's my friend Jordan. Shout out Jordan. She's an OG. She lives on a property. That's right. She lives on a property where it's a really nice lake view. You can see the whole sky, and it's weird, man. There, like, she's told me about some of this stuff, and I've also witnessed it by being there a little bit. Is that there are certain trails, certain trails that you know, they look different. They look more like misty behind the thing, and then they just dissipate and go away. And there are some that are like very thick, and it's just like you describe. It's like they kind of just slowly billow out and just, and then until it becomes
overcast. Like in that crosshatch pattern. Like it's actually crazy, because you know, when you look at the natural world, you're not going to see this like crosshatch pattern that you'd see almost as if you had woven it yourself. Mm-hmm. That's something that really gets me too, is because you're not going to see that checkerboard structure in clouds when you have wind patterns moving and flowing the way that they do. It's just, it's something else. But thank you for saying, I'll listen up.
but is the idea that are they like specifically spraying stuff out of sprayers on the wings, or is the idea that there's something in the jet fuel that is being burnt up to create something that's left to stay there? Like I haven't gone too far down that rabbit hole, but what's the general consensus mm-hmm. with that?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, I've been asking that for years. And as far as like what the contents are as well, like what are they actually putting in these chemtrails that are now being, you know, made more aware in the public eye as like some form of climate control. They're saying right. that they can block right. out the sun, and now Bill Gates is behind it, because of course he is. As far as the actual method that they're using for spraying it out into the air, I came across some like leaked photos recently. I wouldn't even go on, you know, leaked photos generally as a basis, but seeing these planes that had funnels and tubes and stuff like that, where they would actually have nozzles that like let it out of the sides of planes. I've been watching these planes for years, and I've always noticed that they have like 2 to 4 spots on the wings, on the sides of the plane, where they will let it out. It won't come from the tips. It's 4 places that are symmetrical, and it's in the positioning where you'd find like turbines generally. But yeah,
right. Wild, man. Mm-hmm. Wild. So you've been open-minded to things like this pretty much your whole life, hey? Like they're
pretty much, yeah.
Cool, man. And you were always pretty vocal. What was that like growing up? Did people give you a hard time, or because you're a pretty charismatic guy, right? I mean, how was it?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like I've always been a very vocal person, but there's certain things I learned that, you know, don't necessarily carry the conversation in the room. So yeah, I just kind of like left it for some time, realizing that, you know, at the end of the day, you don't have to worry about like, you know, oh, who's putting what in the sky and what this person's doing behind closed doors and stuff. I was like, you know what? I'm living my life. They're living theirs. I'm just going to keep on going and having a great time. You know, and then all of a sudden 2020 hits, and they're coming at people's doors and they're knocking on them and telling them what to do. So, I kind of had a rude awakening in that way. Mm-hmm. I had to realize that it's not just, you know, oh, I can't ignore them and just simply go about my life. These people who are behind all this kind of stuff, they're actually more invested in your life than you think.
That's fascinating, man. I had a very similar situation where like I've been interested in this stuff. Like I remember renting a VCR at in my town I grew up in. It was called Homeside Video. You know, you go in, rent a VCR tape. I bought one that was about this theory that Paul McCartney had been killed and then replaced with a clone.
Right.
And like I would have been like 8.
That.
Yeah, I would have been like 8 years old watching this. Like Alex Jones, I was always into these different things, but I it was just like a side hobby, and I always thought, you know, it's good to be aware of some of these different things. And like some of them were like, I remember Alex Jones telling me about Jeffrey Epstein when I was in like middle school, you know. And but it's like you say, all
that
of a sudden
turned out to be true.
Yeah, man. All of a sudden 2020 hits, and all of Jeffrey Epstein's friends are telling me to put a mask on, and everybody's listening, and I'm like, oh, they don't know. Like, these guys don't know.
Dude.
I gotta do something.
Wow. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Wow. So how is the awakening process for you to just like what's going on in the background? That happened in that order, in that way. You started looking at this stuff, and then, you know, when just Jeffrey Epstein's friends just started to say how it was, you're like, okay, this is the moment to look deeper into this and give it some level of credence.
Honestly, man, it was just to be more vocal. Cause it's like you said, I just thought like, okay, the world is run by, you know, satanic pedophiles for the most part.
Basically.
You know, and, but like, what am I going to do? Right. I'm a plumber. I'm just going to do my job. I'm going to pay my taxes.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing my thing.
Yeah,
man. Cause they didn't affect me. Right. It, like you say, I'm just,
right.
I can do my own thing.
The apathy is real. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Totally. But
like, not just for us, but like everyone, like if it doesn't affect you, it's not my problem, man. Not my deal. Yep.
Totally.
Generally speaking. Yeah.
But we don't have that luxury anymore. You know, now it's time to fight.
Right
now on. It's that push. So it's time to fight back. And hopefully we'll fight hard enough that there's no actual fighting. You know what I mean? Hopefully we fight back enough because it's a psychological war right now. And it would be great if it never escalated past that. You know, it'd be awesome if everybody could just get behind this freedom message that live and let live, and then the globalists lose. Like, that's all we got to do.
Live and let live. That's all you have to do. Like, we've never sued somebody for getting somebody else sick before. It's not like, you gave my freaking grandmother cancer, bro. I'm suing you. It's like, dude, that doesn't fly. That doesn't fly. For as far as like getting, you know, the common cold or things like that, like super contagious diseases, you would never be held accountable because it's not even within your range of control. Like,
yeah,
how can you
ridiculous.
Even prove intent? So now we're holding people at the, you know, behind the barrel of the legal system for all of this, like wearing a mask and not wearing a mask because there's some kind of presumed intent to harm others. And we're giving up all our sovereignty for this. It's wild, especially for those who actually haven't worn a mask all year, like myself. I'm actually like in March, I think I wore a mask like twice.
And, badass.
Thanks. At first, when I first heard about all this crazy stuff unrolling, my buddy from Wales, he was living with us for a bit. And so our house is kind of like a halfway house for some of our friends, which is cool. I love seeing them. And so he was living with us for a bit. And then he started to go back to Wales. He wanted to see his family. And he was really worried about going on this plane. He was like, I'm worried that I might get sick and I might die, or I might get one of my family members sick. And I was like, I've never heard of like a disease that is so terrifying that you worried about going to an airport. Like,
yeah,
but yeah. So he was like, oh, I got to wear a mask, I think. And I was like, okay, cool, man. Yeah. Wear a mask. I really hope you get home safe. And so he got home safe, of course. And everything was cool. And like that I was a little concerned. I was like, okay, well, I guess there's something crazy going on somewhere else. And then, yeah, apparently going to Walmart, like in Chilliwack, my mom was like, hey, before you go out, like, can you put a mask on? Like, it's like, I don't think I need a mask. She's like, please, please just do it for me. Like, I'm really worried about this. This is a really bad disease. And I was like, sure. Okay. Like I've got industrial grade, like respirator. I'll just put this bad boy on, whatever. I'll let my mom feel at ease. I'll let her feel at peace. But damn, as I walked around with that thing, I just thought it so laughable how everyone's was wearing just these thin little papery masks that are apparently meant to prevent something from getting in their mouth. Like, I've worked with drywall dust. I've worked as a welder. I've inhaled fumes and dust and all kinds of toxins. And I'm like, there's no way that this little napkin in front of your face is preventing anything from getting in there. I mean, like, you want to do like some kind of fit test for a mask. You want to do some kind of like OHS, like fit test and see how that works, like for OSHA or something. Mm-hmm. You spray a little, you know, inhalable mist or something, you're going to breathe that right in. Like, no doubt about it. I'm not even joking. Like, we do fit tests as welders for our masks and our respirators. And we have to see whether we can inhale a pretty noxious fume without coughing. and we have to make sure we shave our beards off. Like, we couldn't even have this much beard right here if we wanted to, like, wear a mask for fit tests. So I was just like, I was wowed that everyone was wearing these little face nappies. And then, yeah, at the end of the day, I was like, this sounds weird. Came home, buddy told me he thought it was fake. And I was like, okay. I'm yours. I actually did laugh in his face first, though. I did laugh in his face. I was like, "What? You think this is fake?" And then and then I got schooled properly, like properly schooled. I loved it. Listening to Dr. Andrew Kaufman for about a whole hour, and really enjoyed his insight. So for any of your viewers who probably haven't gotten a chance to listen to the guy, he's really well read on this stuff, and he's basically taken this stuff apart from the beginning. So yeah, well, it's awesome.
Yeah, man, the mask thing is so funny because they're like, they're so worried about asymptomatic spread, which I read some of the 10 million study and
in the Wuhan where it was meant to be discovered, right?
But that's just like one side of it. People are so worried about the asymptomatic spread that they will send masked minimum wage zombies in Canadian Tire, Canadian Tyranny is what we call it, to put you in like a $15 rear naked choke, you know what I mean, and drag you out of Canadian Tire. That's how worried they are about this asymptomatic spread. But
oh yeah, you'll go handle that person like right to the ground because you're so afraid he'll give you this virus. Like you're getting him all over you, and it's you go through a decontamination cell after that, or what?
But yeah, man, and I see these people that used to scream "My body, my choice," and used to scream that we need to put an end to single-use plastics, and I see those people dropping these Chinese-made single-use plastic diapers on the ground, and I'm like, man, if this was a real pandemic, there would be biohazard bins. But instead, I pick them up with my bare hands and I put them in the garbage because now I'm the environmentalist, apparently.
Straight up. Yeah, this is actually what's so wild right now is like we have these masks that, like, you see them all over the streets now, right? Like depending on where you're at, it's just wild to you'll look and you'll, oh, there's a mask. No, surprise, surprise. And just as far as the my body, my choice thing, that went pretty quiet pretty fast as soon as it had to do with like a global pandemic and you could get sick. Yeah.
It's amazing, man. Well. It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest problem in Canada in particular is people have no concept of what being a principled person is, because like, and I kind of touched on this earlier, is that like, you know, I've got views on, say, abortion, right? Where I happen to think it would be murder. That's kind of how I would classify it, but I'm a principled person. And so like I'll make an argument as to why you shouldn't do it, but I'm not going to make an argument as to why you should be put in jail for doing it, because I believe in choice, man. I believe in having self-autonomy and having the ability to do things. And so even though I don't like it, I have to like accept certain things. And because I believe in these principles, I actually believe in my body, my choice. I actually believe in live and let live. I actually believe in these things and all these fake leftists and fake virtue hounds that are now like screeching your body, virtue my choice
is real.
Yeah, man. It's like,
it's,
you're,
it's not a myth.
Yeah, dude. It's like your body, my choice, you know? And they're saying like, I live and you live like me, or I'm going to drag you out of Canadian Tire and berate you, you know? And I'm going to get you fired. Like that's what these people have turned into. It's really like, really messed up.
You care about people so much that you're going to do that? Like, really, you care about people's grandmas so much that you're just going to beat the shit out of her grandson
and
throw him to the curb because he could get his mom sick because he might hug her? It's like, no, dude. No. If social distancing works and all this mass stuff, which, I mean, I could spend a couple of days laughing about it, you know, just with some buds. But, like, if it worked that well, do you have to manhandle other people?
Right.
Like if the idea is so skookum, do you really have to like force people, or will we just figure out that that's the obvious route? Like,
yep. But it's the upside down, right? It's like Cuomo, he wins an Emmy for his performance did you hear about that? That he won the governor of New York won an Emmy for his and then he wrote a book about what a good job he did with coronavirus, and then
for acting about how bad it is, or what? Just Emmy for acting?
Yeah, man, but that's like, they just tell you, right? He's an actor, he's not doing anything. But what he did do was he made it so that if an old person tests positive for coronu, they got forcefully put into nursing homes. And that is why so many old people died there. And then Holy it was proved, fuck. And then it was proved that they fudged the numbers, and that all this stuff came out. And then now all that it's all you'll see in the news about this guy is he's getting Me Too'd. It's all this sexual
this
assault accusations. But they're covering up what he did with these Me Too allegations. It's insane, man. It's like,
oh, he's killing grandmothers. Let's go to rape.
Like, exactly.
No,
yeah.
No, move the cameras. That's the bigger agenda. Like, no. Oh my God, that's hilarious, man.
They're all weapons.
I've been following the news recently. You know, like my entire life growing up, I've never watched the news, never followed TV. We didn't even have one kicking around. We didn't have cable growing up. My parents thought it was trash, and like rightfully so. Most of the people sitting on those couches watching that thing, they're just becoming couch potatoes in front of the thing. Like there's so much more to live for right now, especially now. You know, it's really sad. I gotta say, because this topic, there's a lot of people right now who are going through some kind of depression, some level, some type of depression. I totally get it. You know, if you're feeling like all there is right now is to just sit on that couch and watch that TV, I got news for you. There are people out there, people who care, like really, about other people and what's going on. And they're generally the people that the news is saying are the worst people in the world. You know, it's generally the people that the news is saying they're going to kill your grandmother. They're the ones who really, really care about what's going on, about you sitting down and feeling like you have nothing in your life right now because of these measures. This is affecting more than just the people who might get sick. This is really affecting everyone right now. It's affecting the whole world. So that little rant or that little tangent aside, I've found that the TV itself is a very, very powerful influencer of the mind. Like I've been shocked and surprised. I have a friend who, he's a cameraman. He films this stuff every day. He documents this stuff every day, as far as the pandemic and what's going on. Basically, he's trying to find a pandemic. He's a camera guy who's is filming and documenting this thing. He can't find one. He's been doing it all year. But he'll watch the news and CNN, and he's watching it for like a whole solid hour while he's like in a dentist chair. They give him a remote. He's like, okay, I'll flip to the news, see what they're saying today. And after an hour of watching TV at that beta wave state in the brain.
Beta.
Yeah. It was so beta. He started to feel doubt, you know, like a beta male. No, I'm just kidding. The guy's super legit. He's a great guy. But like he went to the beta wave state in his brain while watching this stuff. And he started to doubt his own life experience. That's how effective the right. news is. It can tell you stuff that can even make you doubt your own real life experience and your own walk of life. Like that is impressive levels of conditioning, as if social conditioning wasn't very powerful.
Right.
As if social conditioning wasn't powerful enough. Now there's a TV which can absolutely get someone to doubt their reasoning and logic. And if they haven't got the skills to do research and think critically and deconstruct ideas and look at things in other ways, it's like, ouch, man. I don't really see how you're going to find a way around with the TV's opinion of things.
Well, you know what, man? It's so funny because people always say that we need to censor certain people, certain voices, because they're going to radicalize Ooh. Large groups of people. But they cannot Jeez. Even begin to comprehend the idea that the mainstream might be radicalizing large groups of people. You know what I mean? Like, because that's exactly Ooh. What's happening, man. What is more radical than getting involved in a Scientism cult that tells you need to wear a face covering that's oddly reminiscent of the niqab? Sorry, thought crime alert, Jack Clausen Radio Network, but wear a face covering so that you can be identified along with other Scientism followers, tells you to isolate from friends and family members that don't follow the same belief pattern as you, and to stay 6 feet away from them, bare minimum, and stay away from them altogether, and to hate people that aren't in your Scientism cult. Man, these people, they're being radicalized. They're being completely radicalized, but they don't see it because it's on these trusted sources that they've cast spells around, and we don't see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You always hear about like these Islamic jihads, like, oh, they were radicalized by online message boards and blah, 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 all these things. And I'm like, sure, that could happen. But what about you, man? When's the last time you hugged your grandma? Are you going to let her die alone this year without a hug? Because that's what you'll do if you sorry for being harsh, but that's what you'll do if you listen to the television.
There are some people who are not hugging their grandmothers or showing them any love as they're dying right now. Like if you want to give someone the biggest injustice upon their own death is tell them that they can't be around any of their loved ones. You know, what do you have to look back on when you're about to pass away on your life? You know, what actually mattered? You know, it's your relationships. It's how you treated people. Your money is all going to disappear. Your cognitive state is going. All your assets are about to be left behind. The thing you care about the most on your way out is who you built your relationships with, and you're not allowed to see them because you might get sick and die again. Like, you're already on the way out and they're healthy. You know, it's like sick until proven healthy is the weirdest concept that we can digest right now. And it's what's really funny is with the level of conditioning right now, it's actually oddly easy to digest as a concept. Like exercise and breathing oxygen and sunlight and vitamins, nutrition, immune systems. Apparently they're all science fiction now. And everything's about like lack of oxygen. Like, can you imagine what Wim Hof would be saying right now? Like the guy who beat like E. coli and Ebola just by like breathing right, and they injected it into his arm, and he's like, yeah, no, I can beat that shit just by breathing. And they're like, okay, pandemic, cover everyone's faces. Like, it's almost akin to assault. And I don't mean this in a negative way, because like anyone could radicalize what I'm saying right now. But if I was to like reach out and put my hand over you and cover your face and to restrict the amount of oxygen, carbon dioxide coming out. But well, if I'm restricting the carbon dioxide coming out, then by virtue, am I not also restricting the oxygen coming in?
Of course.
What? So it's not like it's a one-way valve respirator. It's a face covering that inhibits flow. Like, okay. So I'm inhibiting the flow of my own bodily function. And I might do that to two layers, to three layers. Now they're talking four. Like, doctors are actually talking 2 to 4 masks. And I'm like, at what point do you just say child abuse? You know, at what point, like these people are like children now because they can't think for themselves of what happens when you start restricting oxygen more and more, like to brain function, to health.
Well, just go ahead and wear the whole box, Mr. Hands. Just go ahead, wear the whole box.
Oh my God! Like, yeah, that's wild. It's something that I would wish upon nobody, but like, it's that's absolutely wild. Yeah.
Well, listen, man, because it's I'm convinced that there's no going back to normal. I don't think we ever will. Hollywood is crumbling, you know. So I want to get your take on what is. Cause well, hold on. Let me lay out the way I think that we're going. I think we're going a similar direction as where Israel is going right now, which is an apartheid state, a medical apartheid, a two-tier system of
green passport.
There'll be an elevated class of vaccinated people that have free reign. They can go to whatever stores they want. They can go to all these things, and that kind of similar to like black and white
elevated.
Similar to like segregation in the past, right? I think it'll be kind of like that. Like, here's your unvaccinated water fountain. I think it'll be that sort of an idea. But I think that everyone who gets this Microsoft prick, I think that they are going to be taking a Faustian deal. I think they're going to take it so they can get their freedom back, and they won't, because the manufacturers of the vaccines have told us that they won't. And our health officials have told us that they won't, that they're still going to have
they've literally already said it. They've already said, you're not going to get your freedoms back, you little punk. You're just going to get pricked. And you're going to stay within that box that we made for you, and you're going to like it.
For sure, man. But oh, but there's this, I think there's a silver lining, because I'm convinced that the normies, you know, the vaccinated people, whatever, they're going to have things that they're being promised right now, like concerts and all these things. But I think that it'll be a Faustian deal, because it'll be like, you can go to a concert, but you still got to wear a mask. They're going to blast you with refined vodka through the door. They're going to scan your head with a cattle prod to make sure your temperature is not warm, and it's going to suck. And their culture is going to, yeah, man, I think their culture is going to suck. And I think the culture that is right now being built by guys like you and guys like me, I think we're going to build a new media space and a new culture.
Congrats on your new song, by the way. That the Rally Bars was delicious. Thanks, I heard it right before we started doing our podcast. I absolutely enjoyed it.
Thanks, dude. Cause I also, allegedly, let's just say I went there via live stream, cause I would never partake in something like this. There was an illegal rave out by Kamloops, that some maniacs went to, and man, in the middle of the woods, they had a huge stage, fog machines, lights, boo, 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 crazy loud music, signs all over the trees that said freedom over fear. It was badass, man. And it just made me think, like, dude, this like subculture that's going to develop.
That's culture.
Yeah, man. Like, so how do you see it going from here? Do you think I'm being too optimistic? Like, where do you think we're going?
Hell no. This is exactly where it's got to go. As far as like bringing in the world we want to see while saying no to the world we don't want to see, that's, it's fundamental. You can't just say no to your parents and argue with them while staying in their house. They're like, I own this house. What are you going to do? You got to move out. You know, you got to go get your own place and build your own life and, you know, meet your own girlfriend, make your own friends, live life how you want to live it. Because the government and the way it's behaving, it's a very small house. It's a very confined way of living. You know, if you want to live with a mask and live with the vaccine and be forced to, you know, do all these things, quarantine after you take a plane flight, or be forced to get a PCR test. Like this one actually blew my mind, because within the past couple of days, I've given the PCR test a little bit more of a notice. That ethyl oxide that they got going on is just, it's nuts. It's apparently the biggest cancer causing chemical on the entire planet, this ethylene oxide. And now they're using it to sterilize these PCR tests, but now people are getting like brain tumors and they're getting the brain hemorrhages because they're going in too far. And that's way too common a story for what it should be. And they're finding these Morgellons in the PCR tests as well. I have a buddy who just can't wait to get one of these things under a microscope and start photographing it, because what we've been hearing about these things are just insane. But even throwing that aside, the things they want to stick in our noses and up our bums, you know, holler to China, you know, shout out. it's really wild. We've definitely got to start creating our own culture, our own solutions. Like, solution-based activism is the way to go here. Like what we're doing right now, we're coming up with platforms. We're creating our own content. We're creating our own solutions and groups and organizations. Like Hugs Over Masks is doing great. You know, they've started up and We Are All Essential. I Am Free Canadian just started up recently, and these are great to see. You know, it's great to see that people are moving forward with their message, and like the content you're creating as well, man. It inspires me to want to get into like rapping. You know, we got Tom McDonald, you know, out there too. You know, we got some more legends in the making, so it's fantastic.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And also, I know I'm kind of rambling a bit here, but you've just opened up a great Pandora's box of like all the cool things we can talk about here, because when it comes to creating the solution, another thing I'm excited about is just the communities that are forming from this too. People really want to build communities. Like as a rally organizer in Chilliwack, I've had more than 20 people come to me and say like, hey, I genuinely want to start a community, and I really want to go like off the grid and just start having our own vibrant, you know, lifestyle. And I see it happening. It's happening in the background, but it's happening naturally and organically, which is really cool. But I want to let you take some of the mic space here, because I absolutely appreciate the question. I want to hear more what you have to say about it too.
Oh yeah, no worries, man. Well, I do just want to do a quick plug, is that I put my the link to my Telegram in the chat. It's on YouTube, Facebook, and DLive. Corona. So if anybody's interested, that's where you can find like invites to some underground illegal stuff, like illegal church here in Kelowna, which is cool. It's not like any church you guys have seen before. It's badass.
It's got to be they're born rebels. It's in the name.
That's it, man. That's it. But yeah, and just like other raves, and I might have some shows coming up and stuff like that. But because, dude, I really am optimistic, because I mean, for me, it's like it's encouraged me to get more into the bear culture. Like, are you aware of Owen Benjamin and the Bears? Have you met any of those guys?
Dude, this is new. I'm always open to hear new cool stuff. Yeah.
So Owen Benjamin is a guy. He's got I want to condense his story a lot. Basically, he was pretty high up there as far as Hollywood and that kind of stuff, and then he was all going all over Twitter about transgender kids. He was saying kids shouldn't be on puberty blockers or stuff like that. And he got blacklisted. Up. Yeah, he got blacklisted everywhere and refused to apologize. Yeah. And
so gotta love yourself. He starts here. Love, bro.
Yeah,
In the chest. Yeah. It's not what people think. It's not what people see on the outside. It's like how you really feel in here. You gotta love that. If you don't feel like it works with your body, only you gotta come to terms with your body, you know. You got to start loving who you are. You're totally on it.
Totally. Yeah. And so what, like everybody said, if you apologize, you'll keep your, you know, movie star status and your comedian status, all this stuff. But he said no. He said no. And so what he did was he bought some land. Legend. And he just started farming, and he started live streaming. And he's the type of guy where if you look him up, he's a bad, nasty man, right? He's a racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe, all these things. And you can find clips.
Of course, that's what you call people, right?
Yeah, and you can find clips of him saying bad, nasty things and stuff like that. But his message is what has started this community of people called Bears. And what the Bears are doing is they're trying to build what's called Bearteria, which is wherever you are. I mean, ideally, you do it like him. You buy land and you do it, but you can also do it just whether you're renting in the city or whatever. The idea is to break away from the supply chains and grow your own food and just whatever you hate, like just build it. So like for me, I hate the media. Mr. Hands, I hate the media so much. I just despise them deep down. And so I started the Red Pill.
Deep down in there. They just grind my gears. Yeah, totally. I get it, man.
And I was complaining. Liars. Yeah, and I was complaining about it all the time. So I just thought, you know what? I'll just make my own music. I'll make my own show. I'll just do this, and hopefully people like it. And I think if everybody did that, man, we can have such a cool subculture of just like podcasters and actors singers and rappers.
Straight up.
And we can say whatever we want. We don't need to say things that are going to be like corporate approved so I can get signed to the same record label as Cardi B. Like, are you kidding me? I don't want to be associated with people like that. I want to write songs about like the central bank, and I want to write songs about like Epstein Island, and even just like, I don't know, like fun stuff, going camping with my friends, like whatever I want. I don't want to be tied. I don't want to be tied down to this cancel culture shit, because they're going to tread on me, Mr. Hands. They're going to freaking tread on me. And so guys like me and you, man, I think we're going to blow up over the coming years. And I think we're going to do big things, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As people start waking up, there's this winning formula in here. I believe it's the reason you and I have so much confidence, is when you wake up, you never go back to sleep. And when you're asleep, you can always wake up. What a metaphor here. It's just amazing, because when people are awake to the fact that there are some wolves on Wall Street, but not just on Wall Street, within the whole political hierarchy, and you see them in the media and in science, it's just eye-opening, and you'll never stop, because those facts will never change. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Totally, really, man.
And I love what you're creating, man. Like, it's really been something else, and seeing that you're creating everything that you want to see. You know, you don't like what the media is doing. You don't like what the music industry is doing. You're like, I can see a better version of that. And that's really the way we're going to have to move forward here. Like, for example, even the law system, the legal system's getting too, congested with all of these legalities and statutes and conditions and health mandates. It's getting to a point where we're going to have to lean back on common law again. And I've always said, like, to myself before, like, common law is not going to go far. Common law is woo-woo bullshit. Like, it's not that powerful in court. But you get to meet some common law masters who have been just masters of this craft. They're really moving the agenda forward. And you can find these groups too, you know, whether Telegram chats or Zoom calls or whatever, you hop in, you start learning and discovering what they're on about. They're finding success, and we're going to have to move back to something akin to like common law just to have our freedoms back. Mm-hmm. Because we already have a structure in place for like proper law and justice that can be appreciated by a sovereign human being, like somebody who actually believes in freedom can still believe in our court system if it moves back to common law. And even if we have to just make our own version of that. I like law personally because it's actually what protects us. You know, that was the whole point of it. It really feels like it attacks us now, but the whole point in the beginning was to protect us. And right. That's really hard to wrap my head around nowadays with the amount of inversion that's going on in that area.
Yeah, yeah. That common law stuff, it makes my head spin, man. I struggle.
Dude, it's made mine too, man. But I've met some great teachers along the way. And I've actually, you know, if any of your listeners want to reach out to me, my name is Evan Hands. And, you know, I've got a Telegram, Evan Hands. You can get a hold of me that way. I've got some material that I want to give out for free. I'm talking like the police officer's manual for arrest, seizure, and interrogation. I've also got their manual for criminal law and criminal offenses. So like, these are their handbooks. It's literally their instruction manual for how to conduct themselves. And when you pull out like a copy of it and you say, okay, cool, sir, I just want to know which page we're on, their spine shudders. And the fact that you actually are looking at their playbook and they're like, oh shit, I have to play by the rules now. I can't just throw my weight around. This guy might actually know how to effectively hold himself in court if I push too hard and he don't like it. Because that's the thing is, at the end of the day, we've been taking so many fines with fight the fines and stuff. It's like, oh yeah, you can punch me. I've got this iron wall of like, you know, lawyers and money and stuff that's, you know, going to protect me. It's like, well, at the end of the day, we got to dish a few punches for the bully to see that he can't just punch a punching bag all day long and see what his way in. We actually have to start having that conversation and moving it forward, even if it's just in the background. Say it's maybe like not even you and I who are really moving common law forward. Say it's just some guys in the background who are, you know, dishing out notices of claim, notices of liability, and they're actually getting somewhere in the courts. These communities are growing. It's fantastic to see. I really, really enjoy this and being a part of it too. Badass,
man.
Creating the culture we want to see, man. That's what we're doing here.
I love it, dude. Now, Caleb in the chat wants to know, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's really interesting. Favorite. My goodness, there's so many out there. Well, I would say one that's really perplexed me recently is this whole flat earth thing has come out just very recently into the mainstream consciousness. And, you know, I've been always going like, oh, the earth is round. And I've always been under that impression. Even, you know, when flat earth came out, I was like, this seems pretty round to me. It's been interesting because I'm kind of at a point where it's like half and half now. I'm willing to explore what is there and to find out whether there is any legitimacy to it or not. I know I've come across some like studies that I could easily dismantle and say, okay, that's not real science, but there could be more to it. And I've heard enough buzz around it that I'm willing to look deeper. That's kind of like the thing that's got my attention right now. I wouldn't say that I'm wholeheartedly in it. I wouldn't say that I'm wholeheartedly like, oh my God, this is how it is. But enough of my friends are talking about it that I'm just going to give it some attention and start looking into it further. Other than that, I mean, I've been down the neck of the woods, like even talking like as far as, you know, deep stuff into it. Like what are these, what are these Satanists actually praying to when they laugh at us for believing in Christian gods, you know? Right. Like, you got to think, like, what are these psychopaths who laugh at people for making emotional decisions and emotional reasoning on hierarchies and playing off systems that they have created? Are they going to play off? Are they going to hoodwink themselves in the same way when they laugh at us for it? That really has gotten a lot of interest and attention from me before. Like, right. What could that be? You know, what is at the end of that tunnel? I've definitely found like a lot of interest there. You know, they're doing all these rituals and stuff like that, and sacrifices, and really in depth, really gory stuff for something that's just not even provable. Mm-hmm. Like, you see, there's kind of like that disconnect. Like, a psychopath is gonna be an idiot with this area of his life, but he's gonna be a freaking genius at manipulating the rest of humanity in another area. Well, one person I could see that with. A whole cult of people is a little bit more difficult to understand that, because there'd be a whole bunch of rebalancing aspects of different opinions. You know, it's like, are you sure you should believe in, you know, this woo-woo Satan lord that you just came up with? It's like, no, let me show you why I believe in this. And that's why I want to get further into that at some point, is like, you know, who is this that they're upholding? You know, it's because it's an entity at some point. It's right, a being. Right. It's got ideological values. I don't know if this is necessarily the talk show for this, but I've definitely found like some interest in it for sure myself. Yeah, definitely. And for me, there's only two things at the end of this tunnel that everyone talks about. It's either they ignore it and they're like, oh, they just believe in a cult or whatever. You know, they're just cultists. They're just crazy Satan followers. Or then they go, it's like, well, it is Satan though. Or it is reptilians. Like, these are the two things you find at the end of this hierarchy at the very top of the so-called, you know, Illuminati pyramid, where they put the eye at the top.
Don't be doing that.
Okay. Like, yeah, whatever. It's when you're talking about them, are you allowed to do that? Okay. I don't know.
I'm just messing.
People will probably start scrubbing me. They'll be like, oh my God, you're evil. while you're pointing them out, like, yeah, I mean, but yeah, no, that's so funny. Yeah, I really shot myself in the foot there, I suppose. But,
well, yeah. To backtrack a little bit, I love flat Earth, like, and I myself, I'm a round Earth theorist. I believe in the heliocentric model, but I love my flat Earther friends because what they do when they start talking about it is they reveal a lot, because people get really mad. They get so mad. And when I first started seeing it, I was just laughing instantly, because like, oh, that is a program being disrupted, right? It's like when you get deja vu in the Matrix, and it's so clear when someone gets because like
it's like religion.
Like Julia said in the chat, just goes, I don't care what shape the Earth is. And it's like, the real lesson is that it actually doesn't really matter. And so if you're getting mad about it, it's because, and again, I do think it's a sphere. I think it's round. But we've been programmed to believe that. And so if you're like really deep in the program, you'll get mad. You'll get mad at people who try to like disrupt it, because it can all fall apart, because it's fragile, and you're fragile if you get mad, you know?
Yeah. if you're getting upset, it means you don't have enough of reality to rely on. And that's it. And for the people who are able to just be okay with not having a solid structure to rely on, and you're just saying, hey, I exist, and I don't mind if what I believe in or don't believe in is real or not real, I'll figure it out. Like, having a little bit of confidence in your cognitive ability to readjust for new information this is why being open to this is there's enough information coming my way that I'm willing to start looking at it now, mm-hmm. Rather than just, you know, like dismissing flat earthers. Like, you know, you could say everyone's using this term normies, and I kind of like it because it's almost a little bit endearing sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, you know, your average people who've just probably watched a little bit too much television. Yeah, they kind of just dismiss everything, but there's always a point when you hear it enough that you actually have to start looking into it. And
Totally.
I hope that happens with this whole pandemic, you know, conspiracy agenda thing. Is we won't stop. We're not going to stop sharing this message. And at the end of the day, I hope they just start looking into it because there's enough information out there.
Totally, man. Totally. And it's nice for guys like you and me that are a bit ahead of the curve, because like they call us conspiracy theorists, right? They call us conspiracy theorists. But for the last year, every elected or unelected official in the entire world has conspired to keep you isolated and alone.
Yeah.
Whether
they're conspiring for your good or your
right,
ill, they're all working together and they're not really being too open about it. So
that's
it's the conspiracy is not the theory here. The theory is whether it's for our ill or our well-being. And I think the evidence has already come in and proven that it's definitely for our ill.
That's what I'm saying, man, is that I always laugh when they say, like, that's conspiracy theory, you're a conspiracy theorist. Like, they like have literally removed the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. They don't care that it says on your passport
that you can come
and go from Canada as you please. Yeah. They don't care about that anymore overnight. And so there's no more theory. There is just conspiracy. That's what they're doing. And then when you try to talk to people, when you talk to normies about like, hey, I think the cure might be worse than the disease, they're like, you're a conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, no, that's
they hear that maybe times in a day they might start looking into it. You know, I mean, like, and we're taking the brunt for it because we're the first foot in the door.
Right.
But as this conversation happens more and more often, they're going to have more and more reference points. To think about it, which is excellent. All we have to do is keep making more reference points and getting them out there, which is fantastic. You know, that's the winning formula.
Yeah. 100%, man, 100%. But I'm sure encouraged. I think this new apartheid state that's coming is going to be a lot of fun, man. And people that are jumping on the wagon now, I think it's going to be dope. I think we're going to have so much fun because I'm not making any claims. But
yeah, we probably shouldn't underestimate this apartheid state coming in. Like, I mean, I know I'm super positive and like, hey, love is the way or whatever. But and like, creation is our way to freedom. But yeah, definitely not underestimating that coming in. Yeah.
Well, because man, I'm telling you, I just bought a bunch of 2x4s and plywood, and I'm gonna make some garden beds. And like, I'm a hunter too. I like to hunt, and it's like people
good for
just.
You, man.
Thanks, dude. Cause like, man, if I'm not going to get let in the grocery store to buy sweetie yum yums because I don't have a vaccination card, like I'm just going to do it myself. And that's what everybody else should do is instead of being defined by your shadows, you should be the light. You should be the light, man. You should do it yourself. Yeah. Make your own
we
got to
light the way.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man.
In these dark times, you have to find the light within you and then light the way. I mean, I know that sounds metaphorical and spiritual as fuck, but that's really it. The light is an emission of energy out in like all directions, basically. That's generally how it works, and it's an electromagnetic field. Well, as far as science is going, and I really love how we've gotten to this part of the topic, science is discovering that emotions are electromagnetic fields, and you can actually photograph that now with the Carillion photography. I actually have the book right here. A buddy lent it to me. I don't know if you can see it. Oh, I'm just going to try and get in front of the camera. See if it, there we go. Carillion photography. So that's how you spell it. If you guys are wondering how to spell it. And so this is basically a book on how they photograph electromagnetic energies that leave an imprint. And this is something that reflects, you know, people say, oh, this is how you photograph auras. I'm just getting into the book right now. A good friend lent it to me. And it's really impressive. As far as the science goes, they've photographed a leaf and its aura is there. And then when you tear apart half of the leaf and you just throw it aside and you photograph it again, that other half of the leaf is still there. as far as the Carillion photography goes. It's still represented within the electromagnetic field. It's just surprising, man. I've actually just really, somebody's spelt it correctly there. So it's Carillion. And yeah, that's fantastic. I really enjoy how this movement is bringing more science to light as well. As far as how emotions and vibrational frequency reality, like Nikola Tesla nailed it in just one statement, that the universe is made up of frequencies, vibrations, and energy. That's it. Like literally everything on this planet. But basically that's our way out of this, you know, just to create our way out of this. Yeah. It's fantastic.
100%, man.
Pretty good at rambling.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And listen, Mr. Hands, mm-hmm. I could tell right away when I met you in Vancouver, it's like this guy is like either he's anointed or there's just something going on. There's like a light over your head. And dude, like you gotta do something, man. And I know you already are. I hope that doesn't come across the wrong way.
Oh, dude.
You gotta start a show or do something. And just so you know, man, you've got my full support, man. Cause you got that energy. You get it. You're cool. You're a freaking alpha male, you know?
Dude, coming from you, fucking, you've already got your own podcast show going on. You're already inviting people and you know, you got your swag and your funding and stuff. No, it's super cool. It's super cool. And I would honestly, if I was in your position, I'd be doing the same thing too. Like bringing out the leaders within people, encouraging them and getting them to shine their light. Cause really that's what you're doing right here. Like you are bringing people's light and you're getting it out into the world. You're getting it to shine out in the world by interviewing them and getting their ideas out there. It's a brilliant thing that you're doing, man. Absolutely brilliant. I think that what you're doing is part of leading this cause right now.
Thanks, dude. Thanks. I appreciate that because I've been working. I've been working hard, man. And lots of people have, dude. Like, big shout out to, like, Chris Allnut. And he just started a show called All Natural Raw Thoughts. And
nice. All Natural Raw Thoughts. I freaking love it. That's a great name.
Man.
That's a great name.
And he's a killer. And, dude, like, we're hoping to just expand this thing, get guys like you. We can all do each other's shows, and we can all just, like...
Yeah, dude, you'd definitely be invited on my show.
Nice, man. Nice. Because, this new normal, I'm banking on it being badass and fun and better than before, man. I really am. And it's people like you... We're going to make it happen.
That was never normal. I was always making my new out of somebody else's normal.
I love it. But cool. That's probably a good time for us to call it, man. It's been a little over an hour. Thanks so much for coming on, Mr. Hands. Do you got anything to plug?
Oh, dude, as far as plug-in, we do in Chilliwack have the Fraser Valley Freedom Rally. And so that's going like we're planning on getting pretty big with it everywhere from like here to Chilliwack to Vancouver, Chilliwack to even like Kelowna. If you're as far as Kelowna and you want to drive out and you want to see what's happening in the Fraser Valley, what's moving, what's shaking. We're creating all kinds of stuff. We got our own T-shirts we're making. We got our own hoodies and swag and we got hot dogs and burgers even, you know, we've got a hot dog stand and
All right.
Yeah. It's great. So we're making it into more of a festival of life as we're going and more celebration of humanity rather than just saying no to the rapists. We're actually moving on with our lives. So yeah, that's great, man. I really appreciate the way that you've put this on and wrapping it up. So yeah, I think we can call it at that. And it's been really good, really good podcast, man.
Love it.
I'm looking forward to checking out more in the future and following it. Yeah.
Badass. Yeah. All right, Mr. Hands. Well, you take care, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to find the Fraser Valley Freedom Rally, you can always check us out on Facebook. We actually do have a Facebook page, believe it or not. We're going to come up with a website soon, but yeah, for now, that's all we got. Cheers, man. I hope you have a great day.
All right.
Yeah.
Peace.
It's a brand new crisis, it's not ISIS, was not always fucking like this, living in fear of what's not here, did you hear, danger near, danger here, global cooling, global warming, new brand name with no forewarning, lab coats, slippery slopes. This shit here is no fucking joke. All they gotta do is put up a graph or two, and then they laugh at you. Crisis near, crisis here. Live in fear while the elite sneer. Critical thinking lives not here, it's not near. I can't see it anywhere. Man on TV used to say we gotta fear the Muslim, but now you're at home with a fucking muzzle on. They don't really care, push in, recycle there. Now put your hands down there, touch your toes, whatever they say goes. Cause back in 96 they turned it to the Big Six. News Corp, GBS, Viacom, Time Warner, GE, Disney. They choose everything you see, it is a conspiracy. But if you'd hang with me, then you'll get to see reality. There's a clash of the classes, reformed slower than molasses. The media plays fear games, lower middle class, fair game. Looting all the cash, their game. Truth in the media, no fame. No camera, no mask. Foreign workers, no mask. Now you're bitching with your elite ass. Bitch, you know I'm working class. Mind control's not in the past. When your mind's off, you come last. Instant program, that shit's Instagram television. Through the television, cast a spell. Broadly, they call that shit broadcasting. We cook your food, and we take out your trash. I don't mean to bash you, but I just gotta ask you. I just gotta ask you. Why'd you go and do us like that? Immigration, that shit's a mess. Demographic replacement, they didn't ask. Lower wages, that shit is ass. Umbrella Man, now he was a plant. MK Ultra, they have a plan. They serve their master, he's not a man. Ghislaine Maxwell, she's got stacks. Two better man had a heart attack. Or maybe he just hurt his back. Carrying the secrets of his past. Clinton went to his island. A whole bunch of dimes. They scooped up kids from Haiti and told them they'd be fine. Money and power means that shit, it ain't a crime. Biggest news story of our time. But the Big Six have little cliff dicks, and they run around with their hands in their pits. They're wilding out like a bunch of lunatics. Now have you ever heard of it? Pedophiles, fly jets, not fans. But they feed you that image every time they can. Up an ugly comb over in a big white van. No, he doesn't look like your congressman. I saw it in a movie, I read it in a book. Infomercials late at night, I couldn't help but look. Subliminal messaging has turned me to a crook. Now you're laughing with your elite ass. Bitch, you know I'm working class. Working fast, pumping gas. Funds never last, brains half off. We have a blast, hearts and souls under attack. Once it's gone, never coming back. All these things they said would make me happy. Make me feel vapid and empty. They've inverted reality. What was good is cruel. They flipped our whole world upside down, and now we're just their tools. They told me I should take their pills, so I'd fit in school. But everything the man on the TV says will make it think it might be fucked in the head. Just think of all the fucking lies they said. Libyan civilians, now they're dead. You should've watched YouTube instead. It's time to apologize for the Apollo lies. New media's in my eyes. Don Lemon, let's get a fucking move on. Time to put some real news on. The revolution won't be televised, but you'll get to see it with your own two eyes. No commercials for french fries or pills that'll keep your brain fried. I just have to tell you guys, the TV man is full of lies. This should come as no surprise. They don't have an alibi. They spread lies before our eyes. The people just don't realize where the power really lies. You just have to paint a big sign, stand out in a picket line. Give the ruling class a piece of your mind. They can give their guns, but I'm keeping mine, up in cable TV. They hire security, keep it strapped up, but they act up every time the people take a stand. Enemy of the people, raise your hand. Everybody's looking at CNN. Turn off the TV and see again. Now you're laughing with your elite ass. Bitch, you know I'm working class. I know that it's no small task, but we gotta put you in the past. They tell lies, we spit facts. That's why new media's here to last. Have you ever heard of it? Pedophiles, fly jets, not vans, but they feed you that image every time they can. Of an ugly comb over in a big white van. Now he doesn't look like your congressman. Now he doesn't look like your congressman. Real.